beauties. Welcome to my show, Power and Pleasure, All Things Women's Health. I'm your host, Kim Billick. I'm a women's empowerment and sexual health coach, Reiki master, yoga therapist, and occupational therapist. This podcast is going to be raw and juicy. And yes, we'll be talking about all things women's health uncensored. We'll be talking about periods, hormone health, sex, pleasure, pregnancies, all those things that may be going on down there that are making you feel uncomfortable. Anything that you may be feeling scared or ashamed to talk to your doctor about, your partner, your girlfriend, let's just consider this podcast Real Girl Talk. Be sure to check me out on Instagram at @KimBillick_ or my website www.amala-living.com. Hello, beauties. So today on this podcast, I'm going to talk about how to get your period back naturally. So for those of you that may be missing your period consistently for months, or some people, I have worked with some women that have not had their period for 2 years even. A missing period of 3 months or more, or less than 8 periods in a year, is known as amenorrhea. So if this sounds like something that you have been experiencing, I encourage you to tune into this podcast here today, because I'm going to share natural tips of how you could get your period back. Yes, natural tips, not having to worry about necessarily taking birth control or any other type of hormone therapy. And I went through this journey myself, and I've also helped many other women. So before I get into the tips, I just want to explain a couple things of why you maybe got here. There are a few reasons why women tend to lose their periods. And this could be from not getting the right amount of nutrients, not eating enough, exercising too much. So your energy you're putting out is more than the energy you are putting back in. So that exercise diet ratio, which I will talk about a little bit more shortly. Stress in your life. What kind of stress do you have in your life? And stress could show up in so many ways outside of foods you're eating, inflammatory foods, exercise. Your body just looks at that as work being put on it. It doesn't realize all the time like, oh, this is good stuff. Yes, we release those feel-good hormones with exercise, which is great, but at the same time, it is still work that we are putting our body through. What type of products are you putting on your body? From makeup to hair dye, nail polish, lotions, perfumes, all these things may have some type of toxins in them if they're not all organic, which could be a form of stress. Stress could also be what your home environment is, your work environment, your relationship, or relationships. Do you live in the country? Do you live in the city? Those are different type of stressors as well. Maybe something happened to you a couple years ago that you're still processing. All these little things. So just taking a moment, not necessarily right now as you listen to this, but maybe after, later on today, and reflect, what kind of stressors do I have in my life? Because that could be impacting you getting your period back. Some other things that could be impacting your period is being underweight. That is a common thing, but in some cases it could also be being overweight. And then another reason could be early menopause, and early menopause could happen for various reasons. So a few other things I want you just to be aware of is every woman is different. So what I'm going to talk about here for tips may work for you, and it may not work for the next woman, or some of the tips may work and some may not. But it is just exploring and tapping into your body and seeing what works for you. So just listen along and take each suggestion that I'm going to give with a grain of salt and see what feels good for you. The other thing I also want to say is natural healing takes time. So yes, if you take birth control or some other type of hormone therapy, you may get your period back maybe within a month. But my question to you is, is taking that pill going to get to the root cause of why you stopped getting your period in the first place? So quickly, example, I will use myself. I stopped getting my period while I was prepping for my bikini show. Yes, my diet and exercise were factors, but the stress in my life was the biggest factor. So I competed again after I got my period back using these tips I'm going to share. I competed again 4 more times and did not lose my period. What I tuned into was the stressors in my life. That was for me. I have clients that stopped getting their period because they were not eating enough. That was the root cause. So going on birth control wasn't going to fix the root cause. We had to address them eating more. Just using these as examples, like I said, everybody is different. So being compassionate with yourself and being patient as you go through this natural healing journey, okay? It could take time. I've worked with some women that didn't have their period for 2 years. If it has been that long, it will likely take a little bit longer than if you just stop getting your period for 3 or 4 months. As I just said, be compassionate and be patient and give yourself a lot of self-love and celebrate yourself in this moment just for hopping on and listening to these tips and taking the first step of, yes, I want to heal myself and get my period back. So let's get into this right now. Number one tip. These first two I'm going to give you are what I call the superficial layer. Yes, diet and exercise. I'm going to speak to the diet first. I'd say in 95% of the time, you need to increase your calories. You need to get more food in. And with increasing your calories is not necessarily just running out to Burger King and, you know, getting a full burger, fries, milkshake, whatever it may be, you know, high calories, but getting whole foods and nutrient dense foods. So what does that look like? That is getting lots of veggies, your greens, your fruits. That's where you're going to get some good nutrients. Not being afraid of fats. Yes, I know a lot of women, especially in the diet culture, you know, you hear fat's going to make you fat, but you know what? As women, we need fat. Fat is very important for our reproductive system. It's important for us to be thinking straight. If you're having those moments of brain fog, it could be because you're not getting enough fat. It could be other reasons too, but fat is important. Depending on your size, you likely need a minimum of 50 to 75 grams of fat a day, healthy fats. So healthy fats look like avocado, coconut oil, nuts, seeds, nut butters, all those good things. I don't know. I think they're good things. So getting in your healthy fats, having high fiber foods, and being mindful also of getting adequate proteins. So that is with the diet. And then the second thing is exercise. Now, I know a lot of women have a hard time with this, and that is cutting down on the exercise as you go through this healing journey. Now, some people believe you need to cut the exercise out altogether. I personally don't believe that is necessary for every woman. I'm going to say that one more time. Cutting out all exercise may not be necessary for all women. Some women, yes. And what I want you to reflect on is if you are scared to cut back on exercise, why? What is coming up for you? For myself, I did not have to cut out all exercise. I definitely tailored back on it a lot. But for me, exercise is a way that it's a meditative practice for me. It is also a way that I release energy. So when I am not moving, I feel very stuck. So if I did no exercise, it would cause me a form of stress, which would not be helping along my healing journey. So things I would suggest to definitely cut out are high intensity exercises, spin classes, boot camp, HIIT classes, high intensity, heavy lifting. You could still do some weight lifting training, but cutting back. Maybe do a yoga practice, a gentle yoga practice, Pilates, go for a walk, go hiking in nature, still staying active and moving, but really tailoring back, and also seeing how your body feels after this exercise. If you are feeling depleted right after or 2 hours after, then that could be a sign that you are still doing too much exercise. If you are feeling depleted the next morning, that could be a sign that you are still doing too much exercise. So it is this dance, I want to say, of cutting back on exercise and increasing your calories and really tuning into how your body is feeling with that. And like I've said a couple times, every woman is different. So from here, let's go a little deeper. I call those the superficial layers, and then getting a little deeper and looking at stressors in your life. So what kind of stress do you have in your life that may be impacting you not getting your period at this time? So getting outside and getting direct sunlight. I'm out here in sunny California. It's sunny more days than not out here, so I have my sunglasses on quite often. But getting direct sunlight is you taking off your sunglasses for a minimum of 20 to 30 minutes a day, whether you're driving, you're out for a walk, whatever you may be doing, take your sunglasses off. So getting that direct sunlight helps produce serotonin. Serotonin is good for your stress levels. And getting that direct sunlight also helps your body get in sync with its circadian rhythm so that you will get a better night's sleep at night. Yes, sleep is another important thing for you to get your period back. Are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting enough rest? In regards to the sleep and stressors, things we don't really think about are blue lights. How much time do you spend on your phone, TV, computer, all those things, all the blue lights, especially before bed? That could be impacting your ability to sleep. And that could also be a form, and it could be a gentle form of stress on your body. So what I recommend is an hour, maybe even 2 hours before bed, try to turn all your blue lights off. Take a hot bath, have a nice conversation with someone you love, read a book you like, do some breath work, do some meditation, just to really unwind and get off all this technology and blue light. And the meditation and breath work is going to be another way that is going to help with relaxing the body and getting your period back. So even if it's first thing in the morning or at night, doing 5-10 minutes, what feels good for you, starting simple, start with 5 minutes and work to 10-15 minutes, and do that breath work, do a meditation, say those affirmations: I am strong, I am healthy, I am fertile, I am calling in my period, whatever it may be, something positive that is going to help you get your period back. Another thing that will help with getting your period back is getting out in nature. So as I already said, kind of at the beginning, you know, going for a hike, going for a walk, to do more on the low intensity exercise, can you just get out in nature and take your shoes off, put your feet in the sand, in the dirt, in the grass, in the ocean, in the lake, wherever you may be, and just connect with the earth? That could be very soothing. That could be a great way to relieve stress from the mind, from the body. So we call this forest bathing. So giving that a try once a week, and if you have the opportunity to do it more than once a week, then good for you. Try it, do it. And then another tip, which a lot of women are surprised when I say this to them and kind of taken back a little bit, but having more orgasms, whether you are in a relationship or not, but having orgasms can be very healing and be a great way to relieve stress from the body. We release neurotransmitters, that serotonin, that dopamine, that's going to calm the body down, make you feel good. And that could actually be another way that is going to help you get your period back. So for those of you women that have lost your period, or you're just listening and thinking, well, why do I need my period back anyway? Yes, if you are on the fertility journey and you are wanting your period, that's an obvious. We need our menstrual cycles to get pregnant. But there are also many other important reasons that as women, we need our periods. They actually call our cycle our fifth vital sign, because if our period's missing, it is a red flag that something else is going on in our body. So why do we want our periods? It helps with our immune system. It helps with our bone health. At a younger age, it could put us at risk of stress fractures. Also at a later age, but at a later age, in regards to bone health, it also puts us at an early onset of osteoporosis. So a full-on fracture, which we definitely don't want. It impacts our heart health, and it could also impact us, for us younger women, having that early set of menopause, which we obviously don't want. So I hope these tips have helped you and will help you. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram at kimbillick_, or reach out to me and find me on my website at www.amala-living.com. And wherever you are, just sending you so much love and light and so much healing as you go along this healing journey to get your periods back. I believe in you. It is possible.